Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Nun Beis, and we're actually on Daf Nun Beis. What a surprise that is, on the fifth line on the top, but we're going to have one thought related to Daf Nun Aleph, and that is the Tosfos that I didn't get to yesterday. Remember, the yesterday's daf started with asking, you know, the person who doesn't know, you know, what day it is on the desert island, and we're going to talk, that's going to come up again on today's daf also, but the Gemara asked, why aren't we choshesh that every day is Shabbos, right? That's Savik Daraisa. And you know, being Michal Shabbos, and we knocked out the mitzvah of shofar and lulav, you know, just to be safe, so you don't have a chilul Shabbos. So why don't we say yochesh l'chol ha'yamim, just like the case of the man sends a shliach to be mekadish a woman, and then the shliach eventually dies. Then we say she's asur. Rabbi Yochanan says asur l'chol hanashim shabaolam. So if she's not l'chol hanashim shabaolam, so why don't we say the same thing by Shabbos? So Tosfos. Tosfos in Nazir, Tosfos in Gittin also, but in Nazir on Daf Yud Beis, Tosfos says, what do you mean? V'im Tomar, according there, the sheet is quoted, Seva Kadesh Li Isha Stam, Asur B'chol Nashem Sheba Olam. Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichuso. Then the Gemara said, you assume the Shliach did his Shlichus, you have no idea who he was Makadesh, so any woman might be the sister of the one that you are married to, and that's an Isha Kares. So ask Tosfos, V'im Tomar, V'kuli Alma Yasru Lisa Nashim, the whole world should be also to marry women. Because maybe this is the woman, right? Only this man, right? If you ever do this, then, but you don't believe women, whether they're married or not. The Shema Zos Hishin Skashe De Shliach. Well, Rabbeinu Tam says women are believed to say themselves, I wasn't Mekudesh. Rabbeinu Tam, the Nashim Nemas Lomar Lonis Kadashti Tenach Kedolos. Ketanos Shin Yodos Im Yavim Kibel Avarim Kedushin Megillah Meimar. The young girls don't know if their father accepted the Kedushin for them. The Karmesa Viha. V'yesh Lomar. To Mida Raisa, Afilu Hushari, Dazlin Basaruba. Oh, come on. Mida Raisa, this guy can get married. Because you go after the Rove, and Rove people, Rove women in the world aren't the sister of the one who is Makudeshus. The Eno El Knasa Ba'alma, Sha'asa Shliach Stam. It's a Knas. Why would you do such a foolish thing? Marry anybody for me. You know, why would you do that? Velo Pirish Lo Kadesh Laplonis, Ula Dide Kansu, Lachrini Lo Kansu. So the whole thing is a knas derabanan, and therefore we're only koneis this guy who did a foolish thing, and not everybody else. First half. Then Tosfos says, V'im tomar, v'levi isura daraisa, tehavi le kavua, v'chol kavua, k'mechsa al-mechsa dami. We mentioned this yesterday. But what do you mean? Why don't you say that every person is kavua, is stationary, and what's the rule? Called the parish, beruba parish, but called kavua, k'mechsa al-mechsa dami. So every kavua, if somebody gets stationary, right, it's like treated like 50-50. Which again, we said maybe is based on not on, that's, Xeris HaKasuf, based on Sukkim. But why do you say here? So there should be Isser, or at least, Kal Kavua. V'yesh Lomar, Delor Amrinan Kavua, Kamechsa Mechsadami, Elekshe Isser, Nikar, La'atzmo. Only if the Isser is Nikar. If the Isser was Nikar, V'yahetar Nikar La'atzmo. When do you say Kavua? Where there's, right in the case of his 10 butcher shops, you see the kosher ones, you see the non-kosher ones, you don't know where the meat came from. Aval kasheina iser nikala atzmo, lo amrina kavua. Why is that? That's a good kasha, but that's Tosfos's yisod. But it's based on this din of also l'chanashem sheva olam, the Maharal Diskin, and I heard of Bishem the Chasam Sofer also, say that maybe we could give shot to, what we say in the Haggadah. Obikesh lavan la'akar es hakol. Right? And lavan was worse. Right, and we don't find any evidence that Lavan wanted to uproot the Jewish people. So where do we find that Bikish Lavan Lakar Sakol? So it says the Maral Diskin and Chasam Sofer and others that no, remember what happened? Avram sent Eliezer to go find any woman for Yitzchak Avinu. Right? He said, right? And what happened? Lavan and Besuel wanted to kill Eliezer. Why they want to kill Eliezer? The Medrash says that the cups were flipped and Besuel died and not, why they want? Because if Eliezer dies, so then, Yitzchak is Asur, B'chol Isha Sheba Olam. Right? Because it was a Shliach, and then that's the end of the Jewish people. B'kish David Lakar Asakol, if Yitzchak can't get married to anybody in the world, that's the Maral Diskin's Charifus, to explain that, in the Haggadah, based on this. Okay, Rabbosai, let's continue now where we're up to. Nun Beis, Amud Aleph. We are up to, fifth line. Ha, Rabbi Bas. So what we've said in the past, daf? Past daf, we've said, there, Rabbi Akiva asked a question to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah in Krisus, having to do with our parak, right? Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer, if somebody does, the question is, what was the question? That's the question, right? If somebody does many malachas on many Shabbosos, how many karbanos is he going to be chayv? So we didn't know exactly what the question was. So first we said, we had 2 days, right? Day one was, the question was, if somebody does, I forgot which was which. The first day I was, if somebody does shigas malachas, right? Many toldos of one av. How many karbanas? Right? I didn't know. It was shogig. I didn't know these three toldos were all asar on Shabbos, but they're all the same av. How many karbanas? That's one. That was version one. That was the question that Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, you're chayef one on each. One on each. And the second version is that he asked him, if you do malacha on many Shabbosos, but you don't find out in between, you know, about Shabbos or what Shabbos is. You don't find out your mistakes. How many karbanas? Rabbi Eliezer says, you're chayef on each Shabbos. On each Shabbos. So those are the two versions of what Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, Rabbi Eliezer answered many, your chayiv one on each one, either on every tolda or on every Shabbos. And then we also said that Rabbi Kiva did not accept that answer. They went back and forth with the Kal Vachomer from Nida, back and forth, and they ended up saying something, Behema Kashabbos. We weren't sure what that meant, but according to yesterday's Amud Beis, we said it meant that Rabbi Akiva did not accept Rabbi Eliezer's answer. Didn't accept Rabbi Eliezer's answers. Good. We also made diyukim in the second half of Amud Beis yesterday that it could be that Rabbi Eliezer would say each one, whatever the day it was, they would say that Rabbi Eliezer would have given the same answer to the other question. Could be, as we'll see. So let's now continue where we're up to. We're going to make another comment on the first opinion. Ha, Rabbi Bar B'Shem Rav Chisda. Omar, this was the second, right? B'Shikigas Shabbos u'B'Zadon Malacha Sha'alu, right? The question was about the area Shabbosos, Volomi Shem Shigigas Shabbos Atatov. So you're only literally grabbing and asking about Shigigas Shabbos, right? What exactly is the question here? So explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky that Rabbi Lezer seems to be Mechayiv for basically both. In both questions, he'd be Mechayiv for every Tolda and for every Shabbos. But one second, but if it's Shigigas Shabbos and Zadon Melachos, so why would you be Mechayiv for each Melacha? You're Zadon Melachos. You're amazing about the Melachos. You just don't know what Shabbos. So why should he be chayef for each and every malacha? Right? There's no answer given to this question. Now, the top of Amud Beis, we're going to get an answer to this question. So let's keep this question in mind. Right? The question is, on the second version of Rabbi Akiva, as we just explained, that really Rabbi Eliezer would have answered yes to both questions. So you're chayef for malachas and you're chayef for Shabbos. But if you're zadon on the malachas, why should he be chayef more than one? Why should he have any on the malachas? So we'll get back to that. But first, we have a third opinion. A third opinion. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Ba, shtayim shalu. Really, Rabbi Akiva was asked explicitly about both. According to what we explained, he asked one question, but the implied answer was to the other question also. But according to this third version, Rabbi Ba is saying that, no, really, he asked both questions. And it's meduyik in the language of the Mishnah in Krisus. Why? Let's read. Mezid, we're gonna flip this up here. So here, shogeg b'shabbes v'shigeg b'mezid b'malachas. We're just flipping the two words. So he asked him about shogeg on Shabbos u'mezid b'malachas, meaning you don't know what Shabbos today, even though you know the malachas are aser. Sheyichayev achalachas v'achas, so you'd be chayev on each and every Shabbos. Can you know everything about Shabbos? You just got mixed up with the days. Right? Imagine a life without a calendar and without a watch and without a phone. Let's say you're traveling with your family and you're going somewhere in the desert, and all of a sudden you're like, what day is it? And Tuesday, Wednesday, and everybody's like, you have no idea. So let's say you don't know what day is Shabbos. So if you did that on a few Shabbosos, or like you're on a journey on a boat somewhere, so then you're chayv on each and every Shabbos. And switch this gears to two. Mezid b'Shabbos v'shigas malachos ma'olasos is a toldos kicker. Shall we make toldos like avos and you're chayv for each and every one? So really, according to this third version, Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Eliezer about both. Both about many toldos and about many Shabbosos. How many are you chayv? And how does he know that? From the Mishnah that we quoted on the previous daf, but we'll quote it again. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Dasai v'tani de base Rebbe Kane. In base Rebbe, they learn the Mishnah as follows. It's base Rebbe. Rebbe did all the Mishnahs. Right? Rebbe's the one that, right? There seems to be a machlokas, Rambam, Rashi, whether Rebbe gathered all of the Mishnahs together and he organized them, or he actually wrote them. Right? We assume that, it could be that, most assume that he wrote them. He wrote, and that was the Eis Lasos Lashem, if he were Torah Secha, right? Because Torah was being forgotten. He needed to create more Torah Shevichsav, so to speak, so that, Torah was not forgotten. Torah was not forgotten, I think we've mentioned in the past of Yosef Engels' Ha'ara, that throughout Shas, the phrase of Omer Ani is said by Rebbe. Right? Omer ani. It's like a Talmudic la'anias daiti. Omer ani. That's always said by Rabbi. It even says api kabbalistically. It's not me. It's the ani inside of me that's talking. He doesn't want to take any credit. It's the tselem Elokim inside of me. Omer ani. Ani saying it. But then he says, I think it's a hillim. I think it says, let me just, if I could find it for a second, but he says, maybe it's alluded to in Tehillim, Perek Mem Hei. Yes, Perek Mem Hei, where he says, Rachash, this is allusion to Rebbe, because if you look in the Sofei Tevos, Eight Sofer Mahir, whatever, Lashoni, it's allusion to Rebbe Yudan Asi. Maskil Shiyudidus, Rachash Libi Davar Tov. This is a remez to, that's why he says it. Because this is where, the only place in Tehillim where it says the phrase Omer Ani. Right here. Memhe, base. Rachash libi daratov, my heart shook to do something good. Right? Omer Ani, Maasai Lamelech. Omer Ani, I say, and that's a reference to Rebbe. Rebbe's talking here, Maasai Lamelech, and my, Rebbe Danasi came from David Melech, so it's also Rebbe. Maasai Lamelech. My actions are for the king, meaning Eis Laslos Hashem. I'm doing this violation of writing down Torah Shabbat Pam for Hashem. Next pasuk, Lishoni, my tongue, eight sofer mahir, is like a quick quill of a scribe. It's mamish. My tongue, Torah Shabbat Pam, is like an eight sofer mahir, is like the quill. Yaf Yafis B'Rei Adam, Hutzake B'Sif Sosecha, continues. So that's Omer Ani of Rebbe. But he decided he wrote down the Torah Shabbat, and that's put together the Mishnah. So here too, he said Rebbe's Mishnah, which is the authoritative one. So what was the language of the Mishnah? We quoted this again on yesterday's daf. This is the Mishnah in Krisus. Ha'osa malachas harbi b'shabosas harbi. Me'ein malacha achas be'alam achas mahu. We noted that in that whole verbose, wordy Mishnah, why is there a machlokas about what Rabbi Kiva asked? Because both Lashonos are in the Mishnah. Toldos and Shabbosos are in the Mishnah, so it makes a lot of sense that he was asking both questions. Chayav achas al kulam, or achas al kalachas v'achas. Right, that's the quote of the Mishnah. But now we explain. Malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. Malachos harbe within one malacha, meaning toldos, hada, right, that line of the Mishnah is the question of, he made it b'shabbos v'shogim b'malachos. And the other line of the Mishnah, Shabbosos harbe me'ein malacha achas, hada, he shogi b'shabbos u'meizim b'malachos. Right, that's the, Shabbos, that's the other question. So really he asked both questions. Right? Really he asked both questions explicitly. According to what we said earlier, he asked one question, but it could be the same answer would be given to the other question. But it was an implied. According to this day of the Gemara, he asked both questions explicitly in the Mishnah, and that's why the Mishnah has both. Good. Baba Kama. So the Gemara says, now let's get back to the second view for a minute. Ha, Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rav Chizda. Rabbi Ila, b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Shrehon Amrin, b'zadon Shabbos, b'shikas malacha shalu. Right, according to version 2, the question was about, toldos. About toldos. Right, toldos, how many are yuchayev and yuchayev on each and every one. Says the Gemara, v'yesh adam mischayev ala zadon. As we explained above, this is how Rav Chaim Kanievsky understands the question. As we explained above, really everybody holds that Rav Elazar would say Chayiv for each Shabbos and for each Malacha. But the question the Gemara is asking is, but if somebody is Mazid b'Shabbosos and Shogig b'Malachos, so why are you Chayiv for each and every Shabbos if you are Mazid on Shabbosos? Right? V'yishadim is Chayiv ala Zadon. Again, if he was mazed on Shabbosos and shogig amalachas, but we said earlier, based on Amud Beis, that Rebbe Elazar says you're chayav on everything. Chayav on Shabbosos, you're chayav on malachas. But if you're mazed on Shabbosos, you know exactly today's Shabbos. You just don't know that these malachas are aser. And then the following Shabbos, you just get mixed up in the calendar. Why should he be chayav for each Shabbos? Right? I'm sorry. In a case where you know it's Shabbos, but you don't know these are malachas. And the following Shabbos, you know it's Shabbos, you don't know these are the malachas. Why should there be a difference between those two? So the Gemara answers, Atanog saying Shikigash Malachos al Zadon Shabbos. Says the Pnei Moshe, the fact that you did these malachos on different Shabbosos, even though you knew exactly it was Shabbos, that makes them different. Right? Every Shabbos is its own entity. And therefore, like we said, Shabbos is Machalik, even though you knew today was Shabbos and you knew next week was Shabbos, if you did three toldos on this Shabbos and three toldos on next Shabbos, you could be 5-6. Right? Because every Shabbos, even though you amazed it on Shabbosos, the shogig of malacha affects the zadon on Shabbos. You see the bottom line of the Pnei Moshe? To call Shabbos v'Shabbos keguf bifnei atzma. Every Shabbos is its own entity. Damya. V'chayev b'kol chada v'chada. And you're chayev on each Shabbos al shigas malacha shasabo. You're right, you were only shogig on the malachas. And carbon chatas only comes from shogigs. But this, here you have two factors that kind of overlap with each other. You're right, you knew it was Shabbos. But the shogig of malacha happened on each Shabbos. And each Shabbos is its own world. And therefore, you'd be chayev both for the toldos and for each Shabbos, even though technically you were mazed on the Shabbos. And if that's the case, finishing up this section, then we have an answer to the question that we didn't answer before. Remember we asked at the beginning of our shiur today, we asked a question on Rabbi Ba b'shem Rav Chisda about Shigigah Shabbos, about not the opposite, not knowing Shabbos, but knowing about the malachas. Right? We just explained, if you don't know about the malachas, but you know about Shabbos, how can you be chayev for both? Because we said they intertwine with each other. Each Shabbos is considered separate. So even though you know about Shabbos, you're going to be chayev separately. So the same thing, v'dichvasei, now the Gemara continues. Similarly, we asked before in the case of the opposite case, where you know about these malachas are aser, but you just got the calendar wrong. It's not Shabbos. So why should you be chayev on each and every malacha? Right? Why should you be chayev on each and every malacha? You know these malachas are aser on Shabbos, but you just got, it's Tuesday. V'dechvasa, shogig b'shabbos u'mezid b'malacha, in that case, adnosi shigah shabbos, although the malachas, l'chayev akalachas v'achas, there too, even though you know, these three malachas are aser on Shabbos, but you think Shabbos is Thursday. So each one's gonna be separate. So even though you're only shogig on part of the case, and you're mezid, but you still could be chayev double according to Rabbi Eliezer, because each of the shogigs affect the other part. Okay. Adkan, the section that we spoke about, the different deyas of what Rabbi Kiva was asking. But what did Rabbi Eliezer answer? Okay, what would Rabbi Eliezer answer? Again, this is here. There's no Yerushalmi on Krisus. So that's what we're speaking about, this Mishnah in Krisus right here. Right? So what did the Mishnah say? Rabbi Eliezer said, how many are you chayev? And what did Rabbi Eliezer do? He brought a raya from Nida. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Hey, by a Nida, if a man is with five different nidos, it's the same Avera, but you're going to be high of five. Because the principle called gufen mochlaken, right? Separate bodies separate. So Beleza said, just like by nidos, so do by Shabbos. So one second. Ask the Gemara now. But remember we started off our whole discussion that it's really based on a pasuk, right? What did we start off with? Way back when, on the Mem Tesma base, right after the parak started, we said, Va'asa, achas, heina, that's the source to be high of on many. But Rabbi Eliezer doesn't need that, because he has Nida. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the Pasuk? That's the first question. V'les l'Rabbi Eliezer la'achas, l'chayev akalachas va'achas. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't require la'achas to teach me your chayev on each one, because he has the kavachomer from Nida. So he has the kavachomer from Nida, so why can't he learn it? So the Gemara could have answered, and I didn't see anybody say this, the Gemara could have answered, Einon Shemin Adin. Right, we know you're not allowed to give it punishment based on the kavachomer. Unless this Gemara is arguing, that's a machlokas tanoim, whether your own shin min hadin. But maybe if you say einon shin min hadin, that's why you can't rely on the kal v'chomer, teach you the halacha, but teach you an onesh, you need a pasuk. So maybe that could have been the answer. The Gemara gives a different answer. He learned something else from the pasuk. Ashkach tani b'shem Rebbe Eliezer, the case of also mentioned gadol shiris rabbinim ben agoyim chayev kolachas va'achas. What happens if you have somebody who has no idea about Shabbos, no idea, never learned about Shabbos? So all of a sudden he becomes in the fold, and he realizes there were 47 Shabbosos that he didn't keep. He's got to bring 47 Karbanos. That's what Rabbi Eliezer would say. L'chayev al kol achas va'achas. Right, and that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. Kivan shayah zachor iker. I'm sorry. He knew about Shabbos, but then he forgot it, and now he doesn't know. So, kivan shayah zachor. Let's start with the beginning of the Dior Maskel. Shenishchach mimeno kol iker Shabbos. He was so taken away, desert island, he forgot Shabbos. He knew about Shabbos, he forgot Shabbos. You can't learn that from Nida, because Nida is not similar to Nida. But here, Abba Gadol, Kivan Shah Zachar, Iker Shabbos, El Shashachacha Oso, Kra L'Chayba, Kalachas V'Achas. Then you'd be Chayiv on each and every Shabbos. But it's not talking about a case where he counted. It doesn't say that he counted. Right? He made up his own Shabbos order. So that is I mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted it, but I didn't bring it, but today I brought it. And that is, he quoted the Radvaz, and he says, I argue with that Radvaz. Right? What are the Radvaz? The Radvaz held, let's say a guy was on the desert island, and he did this counting. 6-1, 6-1, 6-1, like we hold. Then he gets back to civilization, and he realizes he was wrong. Says the Radvaz, no carbon. No carbon. Because he had Shabbos. He had Shabbos. Right? He had a Seder of Shabbos for all those years. So that's what the Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Yosef Engel said. Where did he get that from? Where did he get that from? So it must be that he holds, if you didn't keep Shabbos, you're chayv a karbon. If you forgot Shabbos, you're chayv a karbon. But if you had your own Shabbos, you were just off by a day, maybe you would call that ones, but you still had a Shabbos. That's where the Radvaz writes in this Shuvan, Aleph Ayin Vav. He says, remember we said you have to make kiddush. Right, the Ritva's point in yesterday's year, you have to make kiddush, and we spoke about bracha levatala. Midechayvu lekade shvii mashma delekol echa nimsar laso zeichel ma'aseh breishis kol chad v'chad ki asrei. He made a zeichel ma'aseh breishis. He had a Shabbos. Huge kiddush. The mechayv of karbon is if you didn't have Shabbos. Here you have Shabbos. Teda, or you violated Shabbos, right? Teda, sha'achar she'igia li'yishuv, v'yada she'tov v'asa malacha b'Shabbos, lo chivu lavi karbon, lo chatas v'lo asham, v'lo vidui, mashma she'kiyah mitzvah Shabbos. Wow. Right? Kiyah mitzvah Shabbos. He had a Shabbos. And what's another raya? Somebody asked me this after shir yesterday. Somebody, we passed akim she'shavas chayiv misa, right? A non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. A non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos even on Tuesday. It's chayim mitzvah, keep Shabbos on Tuesday. He's doing, what is he doing? It's meaningless. It's meaningless if you keep Shabbos on Tuesday. No, it's not meaningless. There's something there. There's something there. Mehad darmin akam Shabbos chayim mitzvah, v'lav dafka yom ha-Shabbos. And the Rambam passes this way. El shakava yom, lo yom echa lishbos bo. Mashma shakom isha osa malacha shisha. V'shoves yom echad, sof sof, shoves nikra. Wow. Right? If he counts 6 and 1 and 6 and 1 a guy, and he does it on Tuesday or Thursday, chayim mitzvah. Because it's Shabbos. So that's what the Radvaz compares this to as the cares as well. Earlier in that same tshuva, it's a fascinating tshuva, that Radvaz. Radvaz always has fascinating tshuvas. In Aleph Ayin Vav, he talks about, somebody asked him, he says, when Shabbos comes to the world, I don't understand. Because I know, I've heard, that there's something called time zones. So how can it be Shabbos here and not Shabbos there? How could that be? Mitzvah of God. Is it Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? Like, what does Hashem say? Is it Shabbos now or not? Right? So, how can that be? So, that's what the question was. Sha'alti meni daiti. Odiach daiti. Binyan Shabbos. Yish chilek gadol bein ha-shochnim b'mizrach l'shochnim b'mayrav. V'nimsa shemashiyu le'elu Shabbos have'elu l'chol. Right? 500 years ago. Radvaz. Contemporary of the Beis Yosef. So, what do you do? So, you know what the Radvaz says? Really, technically, there's a, even without time zones, wherever you are in your city, it's a little bit different. Right? We don't live like that because it would just be impossible. But every spot where you are going across the globe is a little bit different. Like sunrise is a little different than each of those places. So what? So he says, "Va'afila bayara smuchos yesh chiluk bazeh bein tver yolitzipori." Right? Remember, because he goes to Gemara in Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, I want to take in Shabbos and Tver, be amongst those who take in Shabbos and Tveria, and have Shabbos out in Tzipori. Why? Because Tveria is in the valley, and it gets darker there. You don't see the sun earlier, so you start Shabbos earlier. In Tzipori, they end Shabbos later. So even Tzipori and Tveria, which are close to each other, you need a little. So the answer is, wherever it is dark, and, you go by where you are on earth. Fine. That was the first half of the tshuva. He's talking about the time zones. Then he got into this discussion. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. So let me ask you a question, says the Gemara, about this whole topic that we've been talking about. Ma ben mezer b'shabbos v'shogi b'malachos. Ma ben shogi b'malachos v'shogi b'shabbos mezer b'malachos. Right? Why is... Right, assuming, like maybe not like so, like we said in Rabbi Eliezer, that you're always chayev on both. But let's say, like the push-up shot of our Mishnah, right? I don't realize it's Shabbos, but I know all these malachas are asur. I don't realize it's Shabbos. I'm only chayev one karbon. If I know it's Shabbos, but I didn't know these four malachas are asur, I'm chayev four. What's the difference? They're all a mistake. So why in one case is a mistake four karbonas, and one case a mistake one karbon? So we kind of know the answer, but the Gemara reflects it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Why, if you know today is Shabbos, but you don't know these malachas are asr, why are you chayav for each one? Shim omer at lo malacha hizu. What if you tell the guy? He knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know these malachas are asr. So if you tell him, stop, he'll stop, but he'll do a different malacha. So you see, every act is separate. Who porish b'mena? Oh, I didn't know plowing was asr. He'll stop plowing. He'll do other malachas. So you see, the malachos are all separate entities. Because you see, even if you tell him to stop, he'll stop and do something else. That's where you chayav many karbanos. But what about the other way? But if you don't know today is Shabbos, but you know Hilchos Shabbos. Shim Omer Atolo Shabbos Izu. If you tell him it's Shabbos, what's he going to do? He's going to stop. Period. Right? Miyadu Parish. Right? And therefore, that's why there's a difference. You see, by Shabbos, it's one mistake of Shabbos, not knowing it's Shabbos. So that's why you're going to be chayav one karban. But there's five mistakes of the malachas. Right? If you tell him to stop. If you're telling him to stop, we didn't really touch on this. This will come up probably in the next parak also. But hasra. Right? Giving hasra. Right? So you have to give hasra before you do an avera. Right? Before anybody's going to get, punished. So they have to get hasra. So what do you have to say when you give hasra? Don't do this. That's not enough. Don't do this because if you do this, you're going to get punished. Maybe. That's better. You have to say the punishment. Pashtus, yeah. Rashi Shavuos Daf Chaf. The Minchas Chinuch love this Rashi. There are some shitas that the Minchas Chinuch loves. I would say, I don't know, my subjective opinion, two of the top ones is the Taz and Milchos Rosh Hashanah, that the Torah can't answer something mefurish, that the Chazal can't answer something that's mefurish leheter in the Torah. Right? Reb David Cohn, I think, in Brooklyn, big use of Talmud Chacham, he has a sefer called Hataz Hayadua. Right, it's about this Taz. But the Minchas Chinuch loves this Taz. And Rashi and Shavuos Daf Chaf, which seems to say, when you give Hasra, you gotta quote the Pasuk. You gotta be a Bakori to give Hasra. If you do this, you're gonna violate this Pasuk. Lo Sisa, lo. That's why we have to know what's the real source for the Yisurim. So what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? Right? If you violate, you're gonna violate the Sasa Kamalacha. The Rishonim seem to assume you have to mention the Malacha. But which, you have to mention the Av Malacha? What if it's a Tolda? Tzorach la'asos atoldim makamav. That's a big sugya. Machlokes and Tosas. Tosas baba kama daf beis. Tosas in Shabbos ayin gimel. Right? All different days in Tosas. Tosas says, because there's a Gemara in Shabbos kuflam and ches says, mishamer, when you, not sift, right? When you drain something. When you drain, you put the dregs and the wine, it goes through. Mishamai masrinan bay. Right? What asra do you give? Rabbi says borer. Rav Zira says marakid. So it sounds like from there you have to give the right asra. So says Adeya, maybe, but Tosa says, maybe that's just saying, what's the wrong Hasra? Because if you give the wrong Hasra, the guy thinks you're joking. The Gemara is just saying, which one do you have to give? Because you give the other one, it's a joke. If somebody's about to plow and I say, you know, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. I'll say, thank you very much. So not that you need to say the right Hasra, you just can't say the wrong Hasra. Right? So it's a big discussion. But here, this Gemara is reflecting the issue of Hasra as well. Okay. Again, a lot there, but we'll continue. Shogag bazeh bazeh. So what happens if you're shogging on both? Our Mishnah spoke about shogging on one, based on the other. What if you're shogging on both? Meaning, you don't realize today is Shabbos, and you don't know these malachas are asr on Shabbos. So how many aveiros is that? Rav Hamnuna amar inachayv alachas. You're chayv one. You're chayv one. Well, it's basically Shabbos. Right? One mistake. Amar le Rav Zeira, v'lav kol shekein hu. Rav Zeira says, no. This should be a kavachomer, the opposite. Why? Ilu meizid b'Shabbos v'shogim b'malachos. Eino chayav kolachas v'achas. What happens in this case? You know it's Shabbos, and you didn't know these malachas are asr. Then you're going to be chayav five. Right? You don't take Shabbos. You don't know these five malachas are asr, and you do all five malachas. You're going to be chayav five. So now, you're more mistaken. You don't even know it's Shabbos. So that's less of a problem. Right? Mebreishidi tosef bo shigigas. Skip the word. Shabbos. Uvad shigigas malachas, because you're more mistaken, you have less chiyuvim, you're more shogig. See, if you're just shogging on Shabbos, you're chayav for all the malachas. If you're also shogging on Shabbos, you're chayav less, right? We paskin, like the first day. We paskin like the Ram paskin, you're chayav one. If you don't know what Shabbos, and you know these malachas are asur, so you say it's one mistake, and therefore you bechayev one. But again, Rabbi Zeira thinks kal vachomer the other way. What about this case? We'll start this, and then the Gemara will continue it on the next daf. Rabbi Yirmiya boy kumi Rabbi Zeira. What about this question? Kotzar chatzi grogeres b'shabbazu b'zadam b'zad. What if one Shabbos you made one mistake, and one next Shabbos you made the other mistake? Are those mitzarif to each other? In other words, one Shabbos kotzar chatzi grogeres b'shabbazu b'zadam Shabbos shugas malachas. But one Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot, you didn't realize that kotzer, harvesting, is a malacha. And you harvested half of the shear. Half of a dried fig. And then, the chazigo Shabbazu, the next Shabbos, you also harvested half of a fig, but you made the opposite mistake. You now realize that, I learned since last week that you're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos, but I forgot it was Shabbos. Right? But Shigah Shabbos is about the malachas. Shigago Shabo Maoshi it's Tarfu. Could the shogays combine with each other? You did half in the last Shabbos and half this Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Efshar Lomar. What's the Havamina? Ask that question about the same Shabbos. Don't ask that question about two Shabbos. Two Shabbos is for sure it doesn't combine. It relates to what we had this line earlier. Shabbosos Mechalkos. If you did a full malacha on each Shabbos, they're considered two. They're not connected. Shabbosos Mitztarfos. So is Shabbos going to combine two halves? For sure not. So your question doesn't get off the ground. Do half of this, you have a question of whether different shogays could combine. But here, you don't even get to that step. Because different Shabbosos are not going to combine. So you don't even get to that question. So we're in the middle of a conversation, but we'll have to stop by Hare, and that will continue next time in terms of whether we're going to compare this. And Be'ez Hashem, next daf, Nun Gimel Amad Beis, is the daf Ayin Gimel. I'm an Aleph of the Bavli, and that is 39 Malachas, tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.